Pause for a moment and listen. What do you hear? Chances are, somewhere in the background is the ever-present hum of a road. More than 4.2 million miles of public roads crisscross the lower 48 states, enough to reach the moon and back almost 9 times. This vast network of roads spiderwebs its way across the contiguous U.S., leaving only about 5% as an inventoried roadless area or wilderness. Now, some of those last remaining lands free of roads are under threat from the Trump administration's proposed rollback of the 2001 roadless rule. That includes Southeast Alaska's Tongass National Forest, where eagles, bears, salmon, and many other species thrive in old-growth coastal forest along the Inside Passage. In announcing its plan, the administration said rescinding the rule would remove prohibitions on road construction and logging on nearly 59 million acres of national forest, arguing that the rule slowed economic development. A 30-day public comment period on the formal proposal starts once it is published in the Federal Register. Instructions on how to submit comments are included in the proposal. In Congress, another effort is underway to try to change the law through an amendment to the Wildfire Prevention Act. That change, if approved, would both remove the roadless rule and prevent the U.S. Forest Service from reinstituting it in the future, despite overwhelming public support for the rule. As ecologists who have spent decades studying wilderness and the animals and ecological functions that depend on undisturbed habitats, we believe it's important to understand that preserving roadless areas has value for environmental health, clean water, wildlife survival, and people's own well-being. What is the roadless rule? The National Forest Roadless Area Conservation Policy, better known as the Roadless Rule, was issued in January 2001 by President Bill Clinton. It has had overwhelming public support and received more public comments than any other rule in history. The rule prohibits road construction, maintenance, and commercial timber harvest in inventoried roadless areas within the national forest system. It applies to over 58 million acres across the country, excluding Idaho and Colorado, which have their own state-specific roadless rules. While most of these roadless areas are in the western states and Alaska, 38 total states, as well as Puerto Rico, host roadless areas.